Hello, everybody, and welcome to tonight's stream. I hope you're all well, and I hope you've had a great weekend. Now, we are live tonight on Odyssey, we are live on DLive, and we're live on RadioAlbion.com. And if you want to contribute to the stream, you can contribute by hitting the support button on Odyssey. You can contribute through Entropy. The Entropy link will be placed in the chat. If you send any paid donation, regardless of the size, we will read that out live on stream because we will be taking questions and we will also be reading out statements that are sent by people who attach donations. You can also ask non-paid questions or make statements that don't require any form of donation. You can do that through Entropy. If you want to contribute outside of the stream, you can contribute via crypto. All my crypto links are in the description of the video. If you don't see the crypto you like, you can write to me at mark@thefallofwesternman.com. And if you want to send a bank transfer, or if you just want to write to me for some advice, or you want to speak to me or have any ideas, or you just want to be in touch with me for any reason, you can do so at mark@thefallofwesternman.com. So that's a very, very brief intro, because you might have noticed I sound quite tired. I'm a little bit sunburned. Understatement of the year. So how are you doing, Laura? What did you get up to this weekend? Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I'm tired too. We're both knackered. And yeah, look, the chat talking about how red we both look. We both got caught in the sun. We had sun cream on, but it was so hot. Yeah, a lot of people are very red. But yeah, it was brilliant. It was PA's national summer camp and hike. So Friday till Sunday. So we just got home this afternoon and then obviously we're jumping on the stream tonight. But it was our biggest camp ever. You've probably seen the photo of the banner. One banner doesn't cut it anymore. We need two banners now. We've got that many people. So yeah, it looks amazing and it was an amazing weekend. And yeah, we're going to discuss it tonight.
It was our biggest camp ever. And we are going to go through the size and things we've done very shortly. In fact, I've got to say, before we start going through bits and pieces that we want to talk about, I've got to say some thank yous, because obviously that does come first. But before I say the thank yous, I just want to say, wow, what an incredible weekend it was. I mean, I am exhausted. I think everyone there was exhausted, but I think everyone left happy. And I've got to say, this has been the fifth of these camps. These camps existed before it was PA. But this was the biggest by some margin. And I've got to say, it was the best. It was the best. The camp has evolved in a number of ways that we'll be talking about later. But before we get into that, let's do some thank yous. Now, the first guy's asked not to be named, but I'm not going to name him, but I'm going to give him a special thank you. First and foremost, I didn't organize much of this. I didn't really spend much time organizing any of it, actually. I did some stuff, obviously, at the camp, but the organizer of the camp was somebody different. Now, I said he doesn't want to be named, but first and foremost, I've got to say a massive thank you to this guy. He put in an incredible amount of work. He pulled off an incredible event. Everything was very, very, very tightly coordinated. It was superb. So first and foremost, an absolutely massive thank you to that guy. And as I said, he doesn't want to be named. I'm not trying to take any of his glory. I'm not claiming any of this for myself. He doesn't want to be named. I respect that, but he did an amazing job and a lot of people will know who he is. If you know who he is and you enjoyed the weekend, drop him a message and say thank you, because he certainly deserves it. Secondly, I want to thank his team, because anything of this size is never just done by one man. And he made it very clear. He's a very humble guy. He's a very pleasant guy to be around. He made it very clear during the weekend that he didn't actually want the credit, that the credit should go to the wider team of people that he had involved helping him with all of this. So I want to thank them as well, because there were people on the gate, there were people coordinating things, there were people leading two separate hikes, there were people helping people throughout the weekend and just generally making sure things moved smoothly. So thank you to all of those guys. Next, thank you to security. We obviously have a security team at these events. Those guys did a sterling job of keeping everything running smoothly and making sure that everyone felt very safe from any outside threats, which there were none. We didn't have any trouble whatsoever. We've never had any trouble at these camps. No one's ever tried to attack us or assault us or anything like that. We didn't have that this weekend either, but the security team do put people's minds at ease. The next thank you has to go to the media team. There were several people there flying drones, taking very professional video footage, taking amazing still photos, which we're going to show you some of those later so you can get a taste for the kind of event it was. And also, I want to thank just all of those who were in attendance. As I said, there was about 175 people there. It was our biggest camp so far. It was absolutely fantastic. I think there was just around 150 who took part in the hikes, easily eclipsing last year's. Absolutely brilliant. So thank you to all those people. And again, a massive thank you to everyone who turned up. Laura, what do you have to say to the people who helped make this weekend such an unbelievable success?
Yes, well, I wrote a big list of thank yous as well, and you've covered half of them, but I just want to add on it a little bit. So I worked quite closely, not quite closely, because they are very proactive and they just get on with things themselves, but I worked a little bit with the media team, and I just want to say thank you to four people. I'm not going to give their full names or their regions or anything like that, so I'm not going to dox them, but I want to say thank you to Martin, Scott, Jim and Adam, who I think I can very confidently say that the media team that we have up here at the moment is the strongest media team that we've ever had. And they're just so professional and also enthusiastic as well. They've just got a fire in the belly about it, and it's contagious. It spreads to other people. So I didn't have to follow people around all weekend saying, can you take a photo of this? Can you do that? They just did it. And tonight, you know, we've all got home. We're all knackered. We all want a shower and some food in our own beds. They're working tonight, getting the pictures ready, getting videos ready for us. Just amazing, amazing team. I also wanted to say thank you to Sai from PA Scotland, because we had a few people who did the hike but then couldn't do the hike back, you know, a few children, and there was another lady who was there with a baby who was the same age as Catherine. So Catherine and this other baby, they'd had enough, you know, it was too hot for them, there were too many people. We went back with Sai to the camp, so he was driving around picking people up and making sure that everyone is okay, so thank you for him. Also I want to say thank you to the people who brought cooking facilities with them so that we could all have the barbecue on the Saturday night. And I've been requested to give a special shout out to Dave in the East Mids for helping with cooking facilities in your region. And then finally, I just want to say thank you to everybody who attended and everyone for following the rules as well and making sure that I didn't see anything beforehand where people were saying, oh, there's a camp this weekend, it's going to be at this. Everyone stayed quiet. We have a rule where we say, please don't post about it while we're there, wait until we've all left. As far as I know, everyone's followed that. So the location, anybody's, you know, identity, nothing like that has been revealed. So just thank you for following the rules and making sure that everyone was safe and that everything went smoothly. It was just so great to meet you all at the weekend. And it's one of those events as well where you don't get enough time with everyone. Wes was there, Wesley Russell, and we didn't even get a time to chat because there were just so many people. But yeah, thank you to all those people.
Yeah, I've got to say, I probably missed a few people. Laura has sort of filled in some of the gaps there. Thank you to all the regional organisers as well for their work towards the event and getting people there. Thank you to everyone who did the barbecuing. Some of the food there was amazing. I'm going to talk about that later. I've got like a little bit of a list of things I want to talk about. You know, we're not going to be doing this all night. We will do questions and answers at the end if people want to try to keep it towards the camp or stuff like that. You know, we don't want to go into stuff that's a bit off-piste. It's been a long weekend, I've got to admit. I am very, very tired. I don't think even the Red Bull had perked me up at the moment. But first, I want to say it has grown. It's really grown and it's evolved. And seeing so many nationalists together, one thing that was different this year is in the past, we've all been on different campsites. So people are scattered around. Obviously, people who are in B&Bs, they're in their own place. But people have always been in different places, and since the very early days, you know, when there was just 12 people there or 40 people there, you had 12 people all on one site, then the next time you had about 30 on one site with some in B&Bs and some day trippers. But this was the first time everyone was on one site, and I've got to say that feeling of everybody together in one field and the buzz was just incredible. It felt more like a festival, really, more like a nationalist festival than it did just a camp this year. That was something that I felt was a real step in the right direction. And that sense of being around your own, that sense of community, that felt really good. What do you think of that, Laura? Because obviously in the past, we have been a bit spread out due to our numbers and having to book multiple different sites to take over one area. But to find a field where we could have everything in the same place, you know, and it was a wonderful place. There was obviously toilets and showers there. So although we were camping, it wasn't like you were, you know, sort of sleeping in your own filth after a day of hiking or anything like that. It was, you know, unless you wanted to, of course, but I mean, there was washing facilities and they were very nice. So what do you think that everyone being together on one field?
Yeah, I think it's better because last year we had, I think, like four regions on our field and you kind of felt like you didn't get to see what the other guys were getting up to. It was like they had a different camp, really. You just met them for the walk. But it was better this year, being around everyone, being around all of the regions, and everyone had their own little area. And people camp with their friends, you know, the people in their region, because everyone's good mates now in their regions. But obviously, people are mingling with the other regions as well. So it's really nice. And I think this is a way forward. I hope next year as well we can do it where it's all of us together.
Definitely. And I've got to say, let's talk about a few things. Obviously, it begins on the Friday for most people. There are people who arrive on the Saturday. There are people who just come from the Saturday evening for the barbecues and everything. But it started on the Friday evening. And how did it feel turning up? Because I've got to say, that feeling of arriving and being amongst your own and getting away from all the kind of multiculturalism and all the liberalism, and then finding yourself just in the beautiful English countryside, surrounded by people who are like you, who have the same desires as you do, people who have the same hopes, people who have the same fears, and you can just express yourself, you can be who you want to be. And it's not like a conference where your suit, shirt, tie, you're having to listen to speeches. It's all just moving between people, talking, meeting old friends, making new friends. I think the Friday nights is so important. How do you feel when you turned up? When you're talking, I'm going to share something because somebody had made it. While Laura's telling you, somebody had made this amazing sign for when everyone arrived. So, Laura, you take it away, and I'll show everyone this.
Yeah, the sign is amazing. It's such a good picture as well. Yeah, it's brilliant turning up on the Friday night. One of the things that I noticed this year was that there were more families and children than usual. So we've always been, you know, a family-focused organisation, and, you know, I'm comfortable taking Catherine to events and people take their kids. But there were more, there were extra families this time, more children, pregnant ladies as well. That was a big thing that I noticed. But, yeah, it's nice to meet up with people that you speak to so often throughout the rest of the year. Yeah, that's a sign that we had, PA National Camp, that was carved out and painted. Yeah, it's people that you speak to all year, but you don't get the opportunity to chill out with them. Normally, when you are speaking to them as well, it's work. Even at the conference, a lot of it feels like work. But at the camp, it is really nice to kind of put your feet up. Obviously, there's still work to do, especially for like the media guys and security guys. But it is nice to put your feet up a little bit and have a burger or a hot dog and, you know, just relax with the people that you've spent all year working with.
It certainly is. And obviously, the Saturday is the big day where we do the hike. And I've got to say, it was a little punishing this year. It was the hottest it's been, I think, when we've done one of these events. When we've done some of the MAM Tour events, it's been a bit sort of overcast, or we've had the mist up on the ridge. But it was absolutely boiling. I don't know about you, Laura, but I started feeling the heat around maybe just after the halfway point. I started to notice I was getting a little bit sunburned. I was getting a little bit fatigued, but it was a great, great hike, and getting to speak to so many different people and seeing that trail of around 150 people walking through the English countryside, all with these giant flags and banners. And the banner drop this year was amazing. How did you feel that went?
Yeah, I thought it was brilliant, and it was so well organised by the media team as well, because they, when we got there, they had the banner sort of like set out where we were going to have them. And as you can see on the photo, I don't know if you want to show it now, Mark, but there was a little hill behind the other one. So we have the We Will Not Be Replaced at the front, and then obviously White Lives Matter at the back, and they're sort of tiered so that you can see both of them. I just think that's brilliant. It's one of our best ever pictures, I think, at PA. That'll be one for the calendar at the end of the year, I think. But yeah, I just think it's excellent. And one thing as well that I've also noticed this year is that so many more people are face out. You'll notice on this photograph that not a single person is blurred. And that's because people are gaining confidence and starting to think, actually, we haven't done anything wrong. We don't advocate for anything that's bad, any, you know, violence or anything like that. We're good people who just want to defend our own and have a safe and prosperous homeland for the British. And so many people are becoming more confident that they're not asking to be blurred out. They don't see any risk. So, yeah, that's a positive as well.
Yeah, I know everyone expects the banner drops now, because since we did the surprise White Lives Matter one and everyone loved it, people know what's coming, but they still really enjoy it. It's like, you know, Christmas is coming, but you know, you enjoy it just as much. Things don't have to be a surprise for you to enjoy them. But there was that real buzz, and to have so many people here this year that we needed two gigantic banners, one which was about 7 meters long and the other was about 14 meters long. The amount of people we had, and then there was people who weren't in the shot, who had children that you couldn't see. There was all the people with the flags. It was just a real show of strength. It was the kind of thing that you feel really, really good doing. There's that sense of sort of camaraderie. There's that sense of a friendship. Absolutely brilliant. And then we obviously went back to the camp, and the barbecue on the Saturday night and some of the food was amazing. Now, first of all, I've got to give a shout to a couple of people. There was one guy who was cooking venison, and that was some of the best cooked meat I've ever eaten. He gave me a piece of that with some blue cheese, and that was amazing. And a few people came up to me with different food. One guy had some homemade sausages, a South African recipe. It was a mixture of beef and pork. They were beautiful. So people bought homemade food, meat they'd cured. A guy from Yorkshire who's a farmer had slaughtered his own pig recently, and people were eating bacon sandwiches for breakfast on the Saturday morning with actually fresh cured bacon that had just been slaughtered that week. Amazing. But one guy, I've got to say, I've never seen this before in my entire life, but our London organizer, Cornelius, I've never seen a guy do this. He is like the master of the grill. That guy can chuck burgers, sausages, steak on a barbecue. And he just knows his meat temperatures. He just knows them. And he just, I've never had like usually when people do a burger on a barbecue, it can be a bit ropey, you know what I mean? Sometimes it can be not quite done. Or you get the other type where it's crispy on the outside and you have to sort of bite in to get to the actual soft meat. But this guy, he cooks burgers like gourmet style on a barbecue. And he cooked me a piece of steak as well. And I've got to say, I've never seen a guy cook so many pieces of meat on a barbecue and them all come out as if Gordon Ramsay was the man behind it. Cornelius is truly the Gordon Ramsay of nationalism. That was brilliant. Me and Sam had a bit of a cook-off on the Saturday night. Again, I did my gourmet hot dogs with the Mexican cheese, the crispy onions, the sauces and the brioche buns. Got rid of 30 of those in no time. We had minted lamb kebabs. Sam did a massive, massive spread. Some of the burgers he had were amazing. He did these incredible pork and apple burgers. I had one of those because I ran out of my hot dogs. Didn't even get one of them myself this year. And I've got to also thank the patriarch and his beautiful wife. They helped me do all the cooking of the cheesy hot dogs that I was doing. Absolutely brilliant. And that feeling of standing around those barbecues, cooking up different things, handing them out to people queuing up for a burger or such, it absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And I've got to say, I think that's got to be one of my favorite parts of the weekend. That moment where you've done the big hike, you've got your sunburn, you've done the banner drop, and the food after that was brilliant, just the socializing. But that's not where it ended this year. But before we get to the way the camp really evolved, Laura, what did you think of the food this year? You went to bed early, didn't you? You were knackered and you went to bed early with Catherine, so you missed some of that. So,
well, I
for shame.
I had a burger and a hot dog, actually. I was planning to only have one, but I had one of each and they were delicious. But yeah, it was my plan to put Catherine to bed and then kind of sit near the tent close by so that I could hear her if she could cry. But she was doing this thing where she kept like opening one eye and checking that I was still there. And then she kind of woke up crying quite a little bit. I think it was because it was a new environment. So I just stayed next to her in the tent and I missed out a little bit at the end. But It was nice cuddled up to her. It's always nice. But yeah, the food, I just wanted to say something actually, because other regions might want to do this as well. In Peer Yorkshire, we're going to be doing a homeless outreach tomorrow because we have so much food left over and the dates are good on everything, you know, like the bread and stuff. It's got another week on it also. So we're going to be taking the excess food tomorrow and delivering that around Leeds in Yorkshire. We've got a lot of bacon that we're going to be cutting. We're going to get in trouble this for this, aren't we, for delivering bacon sandwiches. But yeah, we've got a lot of bacon that we're going to be cooking up and delivering bacon sandwiches and stuff tomorrow. So if any of the other regions have got food left over, instead of chucking it out or instead of, you know, eating it all and making yourself sick, you might want to consider doing a homeless run as well tomorrow, if it's possible. I imagine people have got work.
Somebody's just put in the chat, who won the cook-off? Well, I got to say this. I always turn up at these events really confident because I've got my team now. There's me, the Patriarch, and Patriarch's wife, and we have a system of making these gourmet hot dogs. The Patriarch's wife, she prepares the meat. I start cooking them. Then we melt the cheese into them. The Patriarch's there with the buns. We get them in. It's like a production line. And I thought this year, I thought, I'm going to nail this. There's no one beating me. But I've got to say, and I take my hat off to him, the man that won the cook-off by a country mile was Cornelius. It wasn't just the quality of the food he cooked, but the fact he didn't mess anything up. Like, there's a guy that can cook, you know, a ribeye. There's a guy that's great with sausages. This guy, he cooked everything perfectly. So if you want a winner of the cook-off, Cornelius takes it. London Region went home with that trophy. And also, we were talking about it being a family event. There was a couple there that I've got to mention, and lovely couple. They came with a toddler and almost a newborn, and they did the hike as a couple with a baby strapped to one of them and a toddler holding the other one's hand. Absolutely amazing. I take my hat off to them. I said to them, look, you guys are like, I'm in awe of you. You know, I take my child to the park to go on the swings, and I feel like I'm conducting a military operation. I'm sure that, you know, I'm sure wars have been won with less equipment than I end up using or taking with me when I take my daughter to the park. But these guys, absolute Chad Alpha couple, two children in tow, loved every minute of it, absolutely brilliant. And as Laura said, there was more children, more couples than before. And it really, really did feel good to see that. Now, let's talk a bit about how the event evolved, because we were all on the same field. Now, this year, after the hike, and when people were barbecuing, there was people with folk music, playing folk music. There was people with their own instruments. There was people entertaining the different groups sat around barbecues. And then PA Fitness did an incredible fitness event and test of strength, followed by all the regular games that we play, sort of outdoor games, but an absolute incredible regional tug of war. And that was amazing. We're going to show you the pictures, by the way. I'm not just saying all this and going to leave you hanging. We've got a slide selection, so we'll go through those in a minute. But I thought the event really evolved. It felt like a festival. You came back from the hike. You had this amazing selection of barbecues with all regional meats, fresh meats. Just unbelievable. But then on top of that, you had this these incredible games, these sort of things that brought you together as a community, where you're all competing in sort of friendly, fun, you know, community manner.
Are we going to say who won the tug of war?
The tug of war. It was a draw, wasn't it?
Yeah. Let's be honest. That's why everyone's turned up. They want to know who won. Well, it was actually a draw between two regions. They played each other four times. It was like a tournament style, and these two regions played each other four times, and each team won twice. So we couldn't get a winner. So it was a draw in the tug of war between PA Scotland and PA Yorkshire. So well done. But it was funny when we did the tug of war, because we had ones like, we had the regional organisers against each other. So like Stephen Cornelius had one, and then I think Sam had one against someone in Yorkshire, and then Si in Scotland did one against all of the kids. And there was like 10 kids, and Si was holding the rope, and they were like, go on then, are you ready? Are you ready? And so I just like hold them up and they all went flying over. It was just really funny. But yes, Scotland and Yorkshire are our champions.
And deservedly so. They really put their back into it. And I've got to say, there was one guy in Yorkshire from the Yorkshire region who was like almost a professional tug of war master. The way he wrapped the rope around himself and moved, absolutely brilliant. It's all done in really, really good sport. But I've got to say this, it all rounded off really nicely on the Saturday night. I'd used these briquettes, which were just burning and burning. I think I put the barbecue on at about 6-ish, and the life of them took them to well past midnight. And a group of us, including some of the younger children there, gathered round that barbecue, and I'd bought two giant bags of marshmallows, and we had some skewers for them. And it was just such a wholesome end to such a lovely weekend, to be sat round a barbecue, warming your hands, telling stories, chatting with like-minded people, as everyone was just toasting marshmallows. It just a truly, truly special event. The kind of thing that nationalists talk about. It's the kind of thing that people say, oh, this is what we do in the ethnostate. This is what we'd do if we had our own community. This is what we'd do if we'd have our own village or our own town. We did it. We did it, and it felt brilliant. And it wasn't just 5 of us. It wasn't just 10 of us. It wasn't 3 people meeting down the pub. It was 175 people doing that in a beautiful field, in a beautiful location. This is what it's all about. And for me, to round off a weekend, sat there toasting marshmallows like that, really wholesome, really family-centric. That is something that I think is truly special. So, Laura, do you have anything to add about all of those things, or anything to add about things that happened through the day before we show all of the pictures we've got?
Not really. I mean, I guess we had the stands there again, Maple Antiques and Clean and Pure, and also Claymore Books took some stuff down for people to buy from. We didn't take anything from Grandma Towers because we didn't have any room in the car, but I don't know if maybe next year we'll have some more stands. We might advertise that a little bit better. That was good, and I like the way that people really do practice what they preach. So a lot of the stuff that people bought was like locally sourced or homegrown produce as well. You know, we always talk on streams and in the chat groups about how we should prioritize small businesses and you know, rather than shipping cheap things in from abroad. A lot of people do that, and it's really nice to go around the different barbecues and see what everyone's made or what everyone's bought. Yeah, I don't really have anything else to add. It was just a really lovely weekend, and everyone is just so nice. You know, there's no one there who like has an attitude problem or kicks off or gets drunk and has a fight or anything like that. Everyone's just really, really nice, and you can go and talk to anyone, and they're just lovely. At the end, Peer East Midlands did a massive litter sweep across the whole area as well, and they said that they basically didn't need to do it because there was nothing there. Everyone cleaned up after themselves. So, yeah, that's another little thing, I guess.
Yeah, it was good. And we left the site, obviously, in beautiful condition. That's another great thing about nationalists. We always walk away and leave it as we found it. So, obviously, everyone's very environmentally conscious. I was filling a black bin bag around the site this morning. I always make sure that every little scrap's picked up. But, yeah, let's have a look at some of these pictures. And then we've got a preview. After the pictures, we've got a preview of the vlog. So, let's show you these for a start. Tell us what you think. This is Sam with his big megaphone.
Oh, he loves that megaphone, doesn't
he? He does. Like, it's become an extension of himself, hasn't it?
We didn't even know that he'd brought it. And then on the Saturday morning, we just heard this message. The hike is starting in half an hour. And it's like, oh, God, Sam's got his megaphone.
He always does a really good voice for it as well. He's got like this. He has got a natural megaphone voice. This is obviously some of the folk music guys. You see a guy there with his guitar, another guy with it's either a fiddle or a violin. Don't actually know what's the difference in a fiddle and a violin.
I don't know, but everyone's been calling it a violin, so I think that's a violin.
Go for violin. This we've seen before was what greeted people as they came in. Obviously, absolutely fantastic. You know, homemade, handmade, brilliant. Several people brought their own stoves and actual sort of full-on, made the sort of full-on kitchens. And these were great for keeping you warm in the evening because it was such a clear day. You obviously got really bad sunburn through the day, but it got very cold quite quickly in the night when the sun set because there was no cloud cover.
Great for a cup of tea as well, a cup of grandma towelers. I did notice the bags of grandma towelers in every region. Every table I went to had a bag of grandma towelers. I said to Sam, oh, grandma towelers has done well, hasn't it? Everyone's got a bag. And he said, yeah, but can you imagine if somebody bought a bag of Yorkshire tea to a PA camp? They'd never hear the end of it, would they?
It wouldn't. That'd be, it'd be treachery. They'd have to go. This is Sam with his barbecue. I believe that this was his breakfast barbecue, actually, wasn't it?
I think that's a burger, isn't it? So that must.
There is, but the bacon was only done at breakfast time.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
So somebody had burgers for breakfast on the Saturday. Good choice. Good choice. Bold. Bold choice. There again is some people around Sam's barbecue. Not such a good spread there, though. Just the sausages. Again, the folk music guy, somebody with an accordion. So, and a guy with another guitar. As you can see, these people didn't all coordinate to come and do this. They just met each other at the camp and started playing music together. Again, it does bring people together. And you meet people who, they're not just there just because they're nationalists. They're there with talents. They're there with other passions. And you meet like-minded people who hopefully you forge deeper friendships with. Yeah. This is the PA tug of war. This is fantastic. Look at that. PA Fitness. Absolutely brilliant.
That's Scotland on the left. I'm not sure who that is on the right. That might be East Midlands. But that's Scotland
that's
on
West,
the left.
I think that's West Mids on the left. Is it?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure. Either way.
None of them are looking.
Scotland beat them. Here's obviously the big banner drop. We've already seen that. And obviously it's on the thumbnail. This is little Catherine. What do you think to that? I think that's a lovely picture. So you know, you want to have that framed. You want to get that. I was going to use that as the thumbnail graphic, but Sam sent it to me in such low resolution. It pixelated. But yeah, I think we want to, I think we need that. That needs to be a postal, or you need to have that done on a canvas for your house. It's beautiful. This is that amazing venison I told you about with the blue cheese. My mouth's watering just thinking of eating that again. I tell you, I could have eaten that entire plate. That meat just melted in your mouth. Amazing. This is us on the hike. There's me and Laura there talking to some of the activists.
With the sun in our eyes, I think.
With
there.
The sun in our eyes, as it was like all day. There we are with me, Laura, and Sam. And we sat there at the lunchtime. That was good as well. I just commandeered Sam's bag of mixed nuts. That was...
Yeah, you stole all the almonds out of my bag.
Yeah, I literally ate... I just reduced the bag to non-mixed nuts because I ate all the almonds. The almonds are the superior nuts, basically. And there's Sam and Catherine. Catherine must be thinking, oh, God, not the megaphone again, Dad. Just put the megaphone down. Come on, Dad, you're embarrassing me now.
Just to clarify as well about the sun, if anyone's worried, we had an umbrella that we had. So Sam or myself, mainly Sam, carried Catherine on the hike and we had an umbrella over her so the sun didn't get to her at all.
That's us setting off on the hike. As you can see, impressive numbers. And back to the beginning. So that is the end of our little slideshow. So there's a taster of what's coming. Now, obviously, we are also going to do a vlog. We're not just leaving it there. There is going to be proper footage from the event. Now, we're not going to show you all the footage, but we are going to give you now a teaser of what is coming in the future. This is from the media team. Now, again, massive thanks to the media team because these guys went away. They've driven all the way home. They've got home and they've put together a teaser for us already. Now, that is dedication. These guys, you know, tireless volunteers, absolutely wonderful people. And here it is. I'll play that again. There And that's just a little teaser of what's to come. You could see how many people were there, the beautiful countryside, the scale of it all. Absolutely brilliant weekend. And again, thank you so much to the media team for going home and just cracking on with something like that. You know, the dedication of PA activists, it really, really is second to none. Now, there is one thing I want to talk about the event. And this is sort of more of a personal thing. I'll obviously let Laura give her personal reflections in a second. But when I was asked to start something in the real world, I was making videos, I was doing live streams, and people were saying to me, look, no one's actually doing anything. All we've got is content creators taking super chats, talking about problems, but no one is trying to fix the problem. Somebody needs to do something. And increasingly, more and more people were saying, come on, Mark, you do something. Because I was the only one saying that I would consider doing something. And I was also the only one who wasn't sort of explicitly ruling out doing anything. There are still obviously content creators who don't do anything in the real world. They just want to make content and, you know, they get the donations for that. That's their job. They do it as a job. Whereas for me, it's not a job. It's not a career choice. It's a passion. I wanted not just to make videos, not just to complain about the issues, not to give endless commentary on the decline of the West. I wanted to try to stop the decline of the West. But more than that, I wanted to bring our people together. And I wanted to do something that no nationalist group had done before. I didn't just want to be walking the streets, punting out leaflets for a month every year before election times. I didn't just want to set up an organization where we held a conference, you know, every 6 months and then disappeared. I didn't want to be somebody who just toured around making speeches. I had a vision for something better. And my vision was a community. But it was more than a community. It was to build an extended family of nationalists who operated and met up and interacted with one another in the real world. And I've got to say, this weekend was, to this date, the zenith of that. It was probably the event that encapsulated that feeling of being a community and being a family more than any other of our events to this date. And I'll tell you what I mean about being a family. Being a family is about trust. It's about respect. It's about comradeship. And when you're on that campsite, if you bring kids, you don't have to watch your kids. You know they're safe. If you pull up and you leave your phone on the seat of your car while you're setting up your tent, you don't have to worry about locking your car because no one walking past is going to reach in and pinch it. You don't have to worry about leaving your expensive hiking boots or an expensive hiking backpack or camping equipment unattended. You don't have to hide them away or squirrel them when you're not at your tent because you're surrounded by your extended family. And a lot of people have used the phrase high trust, high IQ society before to describe an ethno state that they have no intention of attempting to build. But this weekend, we built that ethnostate. Might have only been for a weekend, but it existed. It existed in the English countryside, and it felt like family. It felt glorious. And the feeling of belonging there was second to none. And I've never felt that feeling before to that degree in all my years of being involved in nationalism. It was absolutely spectacular. And that is what we're trying to build. Now, I know there's more people watching tonight, and I know there's going to be more people watching this video than attended the event. But if you've liked what you've seen, if you want to be part of that family, if you want to be part of this nationalist revolution, if you want to actually see what a high trust, high IQ ethno state looks like, get off the bench, get involved, get vetted, get in touch with your region, because we aren't stopping now. There's going to be another one of these next year, and we want it to be bigger, we want it to be better, and we want you to be there as well. And last night, when I finally left that barbecue and I saw those happy faces continuing to toast those marshmallows, and I heard the, you know, the laughter and the chatter as I walked away to get my shower and finally go to bed, the feeling in my heart, I was just elated, because it was a massive, massive effort by so many people. But it was worth it 100 times over. So my plea to you, don't miss out on this. Don't be content sitting on the internet commenting on endless content that just picks over, you know, the dying corpse of the West. Step away from that. Get involved with people who don't want to pick at the corpse of the West, but want to revive the West, that want to revive our communities, and that want to build a better future. Because we've given everyone who came to this event a vision of what could be. And we can actually achieve that, but we need your help to do it. So I hope this stream tonight, although potentially not the most professional stream because myself and Laura are quite tired, I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope that it's touched you, and I hope that I will see you in the coming months and years, and I hope you will get involved in this struggle. Laura, I'd like your final thoughts, and we'll do some questions and answers.
We just have the best people, and when you surround yourself with people like this, you don't feel black-pilled. You just think, we cannot lose with these people. And even if, you know, we don't succeed through the political route or whatever, which we're obviously going to try anyway, but even if we don't, you just think, at least we have a community of people who are there for each other. So whatever happens in the future, we're not alone. We have a solid base of brave people, strong people, kind people, intelligent people, determined people as well. Because that's another thing. Obviously, last year, everyone will know that we had Elliot at the camp from Channel 4 Dispatches. And Mark and I were thinking this year, is that going to put people off? But it didn't at all. No, it didn't put anybody off at all. And I think people understand the severity of the situation that we're in, and they don't let little things like that kind of make them drop out of it and make them think, oh, I can't do it because Elliot might be there. They just go for it anyway. And I've seen a couple of people in the chat talking about Elliot tonight, and it was just nice that hadn't put people off. And I guess that's the same as more people going public as well. You know, we're becoming more confident. We are growing. It's our biggest event ever, and I'm hoping that next year will be even bigger as well.
Well, we do have some questions and answers, and thank you for such an eloquent end to the main body of the stream. I hope the same thing will happen. I hope we build on this. And I can tell you now, we've evolved this so far, but we already have ideas on how to evolve it further. We already have ideas to where to take the music, where to take the outdoor games, how to make things a little bit more of a spectacle, how to increase the diversity of the regional foods at the event, how to get more stalls set up where people are selling, you know, homemade goods to other nationalists. So this can be a much bigger thing. Laura joked one time that we wanted to start Fashtonbury, our own Glastonbury, but for our people. And I think we're getting closer and closer to that all the time. And one day, I hope we can have an event which fills a field several times the size of the field we were in. And it can be a weekend-long event like we had this weekend. And it can just be even more than this was. I think this isn't an end. This is just the beginning. So we're going to do these super chats. The Inextinguishable gave £50. Thank you so much for your generosity. He said a little something for the After Sun Fund. Thank you very much. I do feel, as I said, slightly prickly and hot.
I'm not sure if Indistinguishable was at the camp, because you meet people, he's from PS Scotland, but you meet people at the camp and they give you their real names and you see their faces, and then it's someone else on Telegram or someone else on Twitter, and you're like trying to add up who they are. But I'm not sure if he was at the camp, but it was nice to meet you if you were, and if you weren't, hopefully you'll be at the next one.
Max Anderson gave £10. Thank you so much. And he said, the pictures are a great white pill. Thank you very much. Stan One said, awesome pics. Sounds like a fantastic event. It certainly was. Aunt Sally gave £3. Thank you so much. Lovely to see you there, Aunt Sally. She said, thank you, Mark and Laura. We had a fantastic weekend. I really enjoyed spending my time with our lovely people. Love the food, music, and sporty Jape. So much fun. Can't wait for the next one. Well, thank you so much for being there. Irish Rose gave £10. She says, thanks for a lovely weekend, Mark and Laura. Well, thank you for being there. Thank you for coming all that way. It was absolutely lovely seeing you and your partner. Red Line gave $3. Thank you so much. And says, looks like it was a great event. It certainly was. Thank you so much. Thank you to all the people who donated. And we got another donation from Channa 65. How do you get the tips to go on? Channa 65535. Thank you so much. And she gave an Odyssey token. Thank you very much. And said, congratulations on 10K followers on Odyssey, Mark. Well, thank you very much. And yes, I finally crossed the 10K boundary. So that's probably the icing on the cake for a wonderful weekend. We've got some non-paid questions. I'm going to read the ones that are relevant. Beer Hall Pooch said, Mark and Laura, what you both and everyone else in PA have put together in under 3 years is simply incredible. This is now too big to fail. The work rate of you both is phenomenal, breathtaking. Well, thank you very much. Kelt said, how did the PA vegans manage for food? They didn't. We ate them. We fed them up on grass all weekend, and they were barbecued shortly after 8 p.m. on the Saturday. The homeless people will be fed well on what we could call it on a vegan diet, because they're literally eating vegans. That's obviously a joke. They brought their own food. Obviously, I'm a unashamed carnivore, so I think the food was more tilted in my direction. Rouse Yourself from Slumber said, it's good to see something positive IRL. Do you agree nationalism needs to be moved beyond endless black-pilled content for live streams? I'll let you answer that one, Laura, because you're very passionate about, you know, your entire show on a Monday is not about black-pilling people. It's about, you know, positivity and the way to live a better lifestyle. So I'll let you answer that.
Yeah, I mean, we do talk about serious topics sometimes, usually something to do with like education or children, because we like to give a nationalist perspective on it from like a, you know, like a family perspective. But the whole idea of Tea Time and why we decided to do a lifestyle show was just to normalize families and normalize nationalism, you know, like the nuclear family and nationalism, and just talk about light-hearted things like gardening and, you know, like local festivals. And you, if you watch it, you know what kind of stuff we talk about. I'm knackered, so I can't think of any previous episodes. But when I had a YouTube channel, I had almost 60,000 subscribers, and when I used to make videos, it was the ones that were black pilling that would get all the views. So if you made a video about, oh, David Lammy said this horrible thing, isn't he a terrible person, it'd get like 100,000 views. And then if I'd make a video about solutions, it'd get like 10,000 views. And I think a lot of people do grab hold of those black pills and just take in this negative content again and again and again. And I'm not sure if it's because people like to have their thoughts and their beliefs confirmed back to them, or if you just get stuck in the cycle of negativity and you don't know what to do. But it's so important to break free from that and have your focus, instead of just watching content, negative content, have your focus in giving something back and building up yourself, working on self-improvement, but also building up others and building up the community and improving the community as well. And I do still have odd days, maybe one every 6 months, where I do feel bad about what's happening. But the rest of those days, I'm positive, and it's because of the community that we have at Patriotic Alternative. And like I said earlier, when you surround yourself by positive people and when you're actually doing something to contribute to the struggle, you feel so much better. Do you know what it's like when you go on a diet? As soon as you start it, you feel better. And when those first couple of pounds come off, you feel better, even though you're not where you want to be. I put a post on Telegram recently saying that I'd lost all my baby weight, and I've still got a bit to go to get to my end. But getting that far, even though I'm just on the journey, I feel better. And that's what it's like when you join something like PA. So we stress this again and again and again, but go to our website, go to your regional contacts at the top, and just get in touch with your region. Everyone is so nice. You'll not feel like you don't fit in. There were young lads at the camp at the weekend, and myself and Mark were speaking to them, who are young, are quite shy. They've never been to anything like this before, but they come along and they make friends and they're made to feel like, you know, a member of our community, which they are. Anyone can come. We've got women who come by themselves. We've got families, we've got elderly people, people who bring the kids. Everyone's welcome. There are no barriers there, so come and get involved, and we'd love to meet you.
I completely agree. Chief Moody gave £3 and said, "This was my first time camping ever. Thank you for this event, and I'll make sure to bring some sunscreen next year." Yes, a few people made the error of thinking it wouldn't be as hot as it was. VM said, "Would you say an event like this is considered normie friendly?" Absolutely. This is the kind of event you could bring your family and kids to. People did, and they enjoyed it. Rouse yourself from your slumber said, "Funny how the climate alarmists at Glastonbury never cleared up after themselves and left the field a total mess." Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it? All these jerks who are like cheering Greta Thunberg and saying that we need to stop sending things, you know, we need to stop damaging the climate, send tons of rubbish to landfill every year at Glastonbury. And what a lot of these jerks do is they go and buy a tent for the weekend. And then when they leave the site, they just leave the tents fully set up. They abandon them, leave them full of, like, you know, empty beer cans, rubbish, rotting food. Somebody has to go and clear them up. But that's thousands and thousands of, well, maybe even hundreds of thousands of pounds worth of tents that are not biodegradable, will be going to landfill, will take decades or more to break down, even in any small way. Now, we've got a massive homeless problem in this country. If these people really cared, if these jerks who went to Glastonbury really cared, they would either A, take their tent home with them, store it until the next year and put it back up the following year and use it again, or why not take it down, take it to homeless people living on the street, say, "Look, you know, Here's a tent. You know, it might not be any use during summer, but if you're cold during winter, or if you need shelter, or if it's a storm," I'm sure those things could be a help to some people. And just donate them to a charity shop. Donate them to a charity shop. But no, the people who claim to be the most loving, these liberals who claim to love the environment the most and claim to want the best for the world, they're often the most selfish, vile, and self-centered of all, and their actions give away their true motivations.
It's also the same with the signs, you know, the Stand Up to Racism socialist worker signs. We had them in your class week saying something about climate change and climate refugees and all that kind of stuff, and they have the same signs at environmental or conservationist protests. And what happens is people just turn up and they've got all the signs there. You can just take one and go and walk around and hold it up and get involved in the protest. And then they just drop up on the floor at the end, and there are just these signs everywhere. And I mean, I guess somebody must go up and who is it, the council that goes and cleans them up, or just citizens or something? I don't know, but they don't. They just leave them there. And these are the people who are supposed to care about the environment.
Exactly. And I do think when you have something like Glastonbury, the actual gall of having somebody like Greta Thunberg up on that stage, when all the artists, all the singers, all the performers have flown into the event, these people don't care about the climate. It's all just for self-serving publicity or one giant tax grift from the taxpayer. Sickening. 007 said, "During the banner drops, did any of you see normal people around? Did they react?" I think you always get a few people wandering by. I can't remember seeing anyone I was talking to. It was very busy. VM said, "Did you witness any red flare stalkers hiding in the bushes?" No, we didn't. Rouse Yourself from Slumber said, "The endless analysis on the internet is a bad thing as well. The time for chatter is over." I agree. And Rouse Yourself from Your Slumber also made this good point. He said, "At Glastonbury, the electric car charger points were powered by diesel generators." Yes, the irony of that is not lost on me. And we've got a $5 super chat from Bill Aithling. He said, "What a weekend. Thank you for both making us so welcome. I'm glad you like the Boer Wars sausage, Mark." Yes, it was beautiful. Thank you very much. Bill Aithling is the man who makes the homemade pork and beef sausages. Absolutely brilliant. Well, we've been streaming now for 54 minutes, and I am very tired. We said we're only going to keep this to an hour. So all the questions have been answered. The statements have been read. Thank you so much if you sent in donations. I hope you've enjoyed this stream. Oh, we've got another one from Half Pint, £5. Thank you so much. And he said, it was a big white pill to see the both of you and all the other activists at the camp. The camaraderie was great. Thank you for the excellent weekend. Thank you, Half Pint. And thank you to all the people saying it was nice to see me and Laura there. One thing that's very different about me and Laura when these events take place is we're not like traditional political leaders. We don't turn up, you know, in a nice car on the Friday night, do a tour of the camp, shake hands, disappear, go to some nice spa hotel, sit drinking champagne, turn up and make a, do a few more handshakes on the Saturday evening, then disappear. We are there on site from the Friday to the Sunday morning, and we are there the whole time so that anybody can come up to us, talk to us, exchange ideas with us, give us ideas for the shows. We are very accessible, and we pride ourselves on the fact that people can access us whenever they want. There's no fees. This isn't one of those grifts where we charge £1,000 for people to have dinner with us at some restaurants like some of these other nationalists do. That is not our thing. We are there. We're there with the people. We enjoy being around the people. We enjoy spending time with everyone who's part of PA. And that's what I mean when I say family. This isn't a matter of doing streams, then charging people a sum per head, you know, to come and have dinner with us or shake hands with us or, you know, sell autographed books. There's none of that. This was a family event where everyone was a member of that big extended family. So I'm pleased so many people noticed that and appreciated that fact. It was, as I say, something that we both think is really important.
Half Pint is one of our activists in Pier Eastern, and he's a great guy. He gets involved with everything. He was in the Hall of Fame for drama, and he also helps out with, do you know the graphics, Mark? You see on the PA channel for the articles, he makes all of them as well. So thank you for doing that, Half Pint. It's really appreciated. And this is what I mean about everyone in PA just, you know, chipping in and doing something and not leaving it up to others. Just one example.
Exactly. It is. Everyone is pulling in the same direction. It's a team effort. But that brings us about to the end of the stream. It's going to be a nice brief hour one tonight. I just want to go and have another shower and put some more aloe vera on. I'm tired. I've got to admit, even the Red Bulls aren't keeping me going tonight. And Laura's yawning, as she often does when I'm making one of my long... But it has been fantastic. Thank you to everyone who's joined us. Thank you to everyone who helped with the camp. Thank you to everyone who attended. Thank you to everyone who donated. We just hope to see more of you there next year. Laura will be back tomorrow night. What will we be back for, Laura?
Well, hopefully we'll be live with Tea Time with Sam and Laura at 7 p.m. with one of our activists from Pier Yorkshire. And he's going to be teaching us how to make bread. I've told Sam that he's not live streaming from the kitchen unless he strips the paint off the tiles, and he hasn't done it, so I don't know how we're going to do it. But apparently we're going to be having a real bread baking lesson live. So I hope that you all enjoy that. And I just wanted to say as well, tomorrow I will put a write-up of the camp on the PA website, and I'll get all the photographs on there. So if there are any photographs that you want me to add, feel free to send them over. And the vlog will hopefully be finished within the week. I think it will be, and then we'll get that posted everywhere as well. But it was lovely to meet you all at the camp, and thank you for being part of our community and helping us to do this and helping us to make it a success. I'll see you all tomorrow. Everyone go get a good night's sleep. You all deserve it.
Well, thank you so much, Laura. So do you. So do you. We are going to wrap things up now. Laura will be back tomorrow for Tea Time with Sam and Laura. I'll be back on Wednesday for Patriotic Weekly Review with Dr. Kevin McDonald. So that's going to be a big one. I hope to see you all there. Thank you so much to everyone who donated. Thank you so much to everyone who watched the stream. And I say the biggest thank you goes to everyone who took part in the camp. In whatever you did, whether you just turned up or whether you're one of the activists, the organisers, thank you so much. You helped make this weekend a truly memorable weekend. And I hope this is something that we can build upon, because I've got to say, despite being exhausted, despite being very sunburned, I am also very, very happy. Thank you so much. We'll see you all next week. Rest up and stay strong. Keep fighting. Good night, everybody. I'll see you again soon.